choose. If we do, I'll have to just turn off the video.
So far, so good.
So you'll just let me know if there's a problem. I've had problems all day today with sound issues.
Okay, we'll let you know.
Okay, where's Ellie? Ellie, not sure. Okay. All right. Okay, we were waiting for you. You're free. Anyway, my test was Shili, so have a problem when you think you've got corona because you're sick and then you don't have sorry, I guess the wrong safer out here. Sorry.
Because I have a crash.
Yeah, Rav, I think you're frozen now, eh?
I don't know if you heard me, Ellie, you were still connected. I've got nothing to find out what's wrong with me. Okay, Beseda. Tov, Rabbeisa, now that I've caught my head together. We're on the Shin Mem Hei. We said we were going to start. We're going to start discussing now. We're going to go into the Sugya V'Shtadlus in depth properly, see how we deal with it. You remember the last time we met, he told us that there were do anything to create what you want to create, to get what you want to get. But the status is there explained for some reasons. The one is to make sure that you're doing things honestly, you've been tested, also to make sure you don't have too much free time, because then you waste your time and you'll come to do avails. And therefore, somebody who doesn't have those problems, he wouldn't have to make any shtadlis, and we'll see how that'll get expanded out here as well a little bit. That's Reb Shimon's shit, as opposed to Reb Shmuel. Reb Shimon holds you don't have to make any shtadlis, but we'll see how that unfolds. It's in the morning share, we just started that now. We just started that sugya now. It's mamash etzigavolbik the sugya, the machlekes rishonim on the sugya of the tochen. Anyway, so he starts like this. He says like this. Now that we've proved, we've brought proof that a person has a chiyuv, he calls it mechoyves bnei Adam, lechaze achre emtsayim shem yisponosu al yadam. That a person has to go and find means, he calls them emtsayim, we'll call them mishtadlises, means to an end, whatever you want to call them, I don't mind, she yisponosu al yadam, that you will be sustained via those things. Nivera taki eina adam chayv lechaze achre kol echad mem tzoya panosa haboim leyodo. He goes straight into it. He dives straight into it. It's quite a pill to watch. He starts off slowly. He says, now that I've proved to you that you have a chiyuv to make ishtadlis, and it's interesting, if you lose a loshon, and we'll come back to this, but I just want to read it inside the that's in the Leif Tov in the translation, but in the original it says the kiven she is bore chiyuv hagilgul ala sibus al bnei adam lenavera ta. Okay, and then he's going to explain. It's not quite the way he explains it in the Leif Tov. First of all, he says kiven she is barer. He doesn't say hochocho. He doesn't say he proved it. He says mevareh. He's clarified it. Chiyuv. He calls it a chiyuv. Hagilgul ala sibois al bnei adam. Hashem is magalgal. He's put on a sibot. We have to look for causes. He calls him sibot. Sibuv v'mesayvav. The sibot causes al bnei adam. Hashem's put causes. You have a chiyuv to magalgal ala sibot. The person has to go and look and lay around and find causes for panasa. Then he goes on and explains. He says it slightly differently, yeah, but the emphasis is the same. It seems that these sibot, or these emtsoim, you mafanes al yodom, your panasa comes via them. That's what the Loshon seems to indicate. We'll see that's not so. It can't be, because he's already said that the ishtadlis doesn't do anything, and he's going to emphasize that at length. But that seems to be what he's saying, is these are sibot, they're causes. It seems they cause something. So what do they cause it? You mafanes via al yodom. He doesn't say you have to look for things to do, asaga, you know, to pretend that you're doing something, but you're not really doing anything. No, he says. He says, you mafanes al yodom, sibot. Okay, so just bear that in mind as we go weiter. A person is not chayev to go after and to involve himself in every type of ishtadlus that comes across his desk. Rather, he should choose that emtsui, that type of ishtadlus, that panosa, that is matim, that is suitable. The most suitable according to his who he is, to his makeup, to his personality, to his strength, his weaknesses, to who he is. There's lots of different types of panosa. Ishtadlus is for panosa. Yeshnam keilu shem kalim. Those that are very easy. Utuunim rak tircha muata. They require very little tircha. For example, selling things in a shop. That requires a little bit of work to go on hayachatut, harikoma, haksiva, haksiva. Just let me know if that improves it. Any better?
Slightly better.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me just move to the Suania, see if this helps at all, if it'll go there.
That sounds better.
Yeah, no, but that's just because of the video. Let's see if changes. Is that any better, any worse?
No, it sounds clear now.
And now with the video, it's okay?
It lags a bit when you put the video on.
Yeah, even now it's lagging?
No, now I can hear you clearly. I'll let you know if it changes.
Okay, if it changes, just let me know and I'll switch off the video. You don't need to see my pretty face. You know what it looks like already.
It's hard not to
see your face. But you know, fine. You'll survive. Okay, so there's things that are very light labor. You know, I don't know what a rikama is. Ksiva is. He's a sofer. He writes. A chasanot schoireis. He's like a storekeeper. He stores stuff. He's the agent that matches the farmers together with the workers for farm labor. We know that today as well. There's work that's very easy enough as you push a few buttons. And then there's work that's more difficult. We don't know what these malachos are. We have different kinds of work today, but we've learned the halachos. So ibud oires, the person who, the tannery, who tans the leather. The furnaces, the guys that work in the metal plants, purifying silver, they have to carry heavy loads, to travel very, very far, or to be a farmer, to work the land, to plow the land, to work it. So you have work that is not so difficult. You have work that is difficult. Obviously, it's more sophisticated than this. You have to find a work that's, but he's giving us the klalim, and you have to apply them. You've got a guy, he's got a buck brain, but he's a tank, okay? As matim lo imtsoi panosa tuunim yegib gufanit kefi shehu yoichel lisboil. So he should find himself a job that his body can tolerate, that doesn't need too much thinking. You got one of these 90-pound weaklings, but his brain is, he's one of these real, maths prodigies. אז אל יבקש ימצאי פנוסה, אם הגיע אז גופוי. Don't become don't go work on the road gigs, you know, זה לא, you know, become one of these guys that carries fridges up the stairs. That's not for you. אלא יבחל לעצמו ימצאי כזה שהוא קל לגופוי שיש לק בוי בתומי. So that's the first thing a person needs to do. When you're deciding what panosa you're going to do, what status you're going to make, you've got to find something that's matim for you. Today it's much more complicated. Today you have to do aptitude tests and what do they call those things today? They've got a funny name for them. What's it called? They've got a name for these tests you do. Psychometric testing and all these things, you know, to find out what a person's matim for. So you have to go find out what you're good for. Generally speaking, I heard this actually, Dan Milinowitz Zatzal told me that the pshat is you have to find something that you're good at and you enjoy. That's the bottom line. And then he's going to explain now. The first thing is you have to find something that's matim for who you are. Don't go do something that you're not bechlal matim for. L'kol adam yesh tshuka v'netia l'miktsoy l'mischa musuyam. Everybody has a certain draw, a certain tshuka, a certain liking, a disliking to different things. Compared to other things, why does one guy land up in a jewelry store and one guy's in a clothing store? You think it makes any difference? Yeah, but you'll never get the guy who runs the clothing store to work in the jewelry store and vice versa. He's drawn. That's what he's drawn to. I remember once I was, before I started Or Avram, I was between Aisha Torah and Or Avram, but we hadn't decided to start Or Avram. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I had a friend, he was a businessman. He was trying to mashachmeni to go back to do law, to go back and work in law. And he was going to set me up with a very good job working as a tax lawyer, international tax lawyer. I would have to do my master's. It would take like a year to study, but he would help me. And then he would organize, like you get a retainer, to work for these big companies because these companies work all over the world and they have this need for international tax law, you see. And it sounded very attractive. There's a lot of bucks involved, a lot of money. So I remember I wasn't sure what to do, whatever. I was starting to look into it. So I asked Rebecca. Osho Becker, what he thought. So he said to me, if you walked into a doctor's waiting room, you know, they've got these tables with a big magazine, the piles of magazines on there, yeah? He said, if there was a magazine there about international tax law, what are the chances that that's the magazine you would take? I said, there's no chance. He said, so why don't you look for something that you're drawn to, you know? What magazine would you open there? I said, I don't want to tell you, it's awesome, but about you're not drawn to something. You're doing it because it's good money. You're doing it because it's bad. There's not good money, bad money. The ishtadlus has nothing to do with the money. You have to find something that you're good at and that you're drawn to. First of all, find something you enjoy. I remember that was like, oh, okay, that's obvious. You know, like, how could I not think of that? That's because robbery, you know, shaykhad blinds the wise. And I'm not that wise. So, you know, but blinds the wise for sure, blinds the dumb. So that's the vote. You got to find something that you're drawn to, that you find... that you find whatever, you'll know, you have to find yourself. Because a person in Hashem instilled, hidbir, planted, but from Russian teva, ava v'chiba lo'isa miktsoi o mischar. Person has a certain drawing, has a certain love, a certain cheshek for a particular type of miktsoi o mischar. Some guys become doctors, some become lawyers, some because how did he choose? Because he has different chunot, he has different tools, different kalim, and different enjoyments. V'cheinu gam etzel sha ba'alei chayim. All ba'alei chayim have that. V'kol echad ebir Hashem netir mesheloi. Hashem gave each one his netir. Crocodile got his stuff, and the dragons got their netirs. Everybody got their different types of things that they're drawn to and that they like and that they do and that they're good at. The marshal, the chatul nosen Hashem tov l'tzud achborim. Hashem gave a chatul, a cat, the nature to chase mice. You don't see dogs chasing mice. No one ever wrote comic books about, you know, Tom and Jerry where Tom was a dog. You know, or Tom was they were both mice. I don't remember. There was a cat in that story there somewhere. No, anyway, the you don't see dogs chasing mice. You see cats chasing mice. Lenet natan Hashem teva letzud oifos. To the eagle Hashem gave the teva to catch other birds. La'ayel natan Hashem teva letzud nechoshim. V'kein yishnam oifos atzarim rak dagim. There's some birds that only catch fish. Yeah, the kingfisher eagle is the most unbelievable bird. You ever watch that thing flying down, picks up fish out of the water, but it doesn't eat other stuff. The other birds that catch mice and rodents, and you ever saw that National Geographic video, which was going viral a while ago, where this eagle came down and took a like a deer, like a buck, took that away for a drive. You know, each one gets his thing. Jonathan, you saw that video about the crocodile at the Kruger taking down the cheetah?
No, I didn't. But I've seen some fascinating videos.
There's a cheetah drinking on the side of the water, and out of nowhere, this croc, but I've never seen such a big croc, takes it down, and it takes his cheetah down into the water, and it's gone. There were three cheetahs standing on the side there, and one's gone. So that's it. Hashem made crocodiles live in water and eat cheetahs, you know, because that's how Hashem made them. Each one's got his tendencies, what he needs. Crocodiles only eat once a year. So, you know, everyone's got their thing. That's how Hashem made them. The person has to know himself, to know what he's good at. Interesting, they spend so much time here going through all the different. I would have put this in Shara Bechinam, I think he's trying to emphasize that the things we have inside of us is that Hashem gave us. No one thinks that the lion stood there and thought, okay, now what am I going to do? You know, now I'm going to eat vegetables rather. I'm not into this meat stuff. You know, it's too hard catching animals. There's no grass. I'm going to just eat grass. No, there's a tear. The same way as you see and you accept and you understand without any questions that Hashem was. That Hashem created these tendencies in the animal world. So too, he gave that to us. Don't try and be something and change what you're not. Be who you are. I value you can become bigger, greater, for sure. But don't try and be something you're not. Sometimes we have to do things we don't like. No one's saying not. In every panos, in every job, in every work a person does, there's going to be aspects you don't like, for sure. But the things that he's telling you to look for, your strengths, your weaknesses, your likes, your dislikes, those are the things that Hashem gave in your toolbox. I think that's why he's emphasizing this from the Baalei Chaim. Panda bears eat bamboo. Zel, finished. He's got a special thumb that helps him to eat the bamboo. Always wondered what pandas ate while their thumbs were evolving over 20 million years to break the bamboo. What did they eat for 20 million years? You know, while they were surviving the fittest. Okay, but you see, that's an unbelievable thing. You see it, yeah, where I live. So this time of the year, especially in the winter, where the birds are migrating. So you'll see different kinds of insects happening at different times of the year. And I can tell you which birds are arriving here tomorrow. I already learned the game. You see these little hairy caterpillars, you know, these big white crane-looking birds are going to be popping in, and they usually have like a week, and then they go, and the caterpillars go as well, because that's what they eat. So Hashem prepares the food for them. Unbelievable. We go through like different phases in the winter. We have different types of birds here, and you see the different types of food stuff that's available for them. It's unbelievable. So that's what Hashem does. He gives each animal a taiva for the food that's matim for him. That natir, that tendency, that drive he has, that will be the means to his survival, to his life. Like I said, the panda bear's got a thumb that's biduk what he needs in order to survive. Humans, by the way, he points this out in Shara Bechina, humans all have the same hand. And if this doesn't blow you away, all animals have different limbs, like you just said, depending on what they need to do. Giraffes have got long necks because they have to eat the food that's up there. And the, like I said, the panda with a thumb. And each animal's, you know, the lion's got big sharp teeth and claws because he's got to take down buffaloes and, you know, all different stuff. So, but the human being, all different human beings doing different work with their hands, all have the same hand. The most delicate, fine work that a person has to do is being done with exactly the same kli as a blacksmith. He points it out in Shara Bechina, the unbelievable chokhmah Kodesh Baruch Hu placed into a human hand. No other animal has that. All the animals have different limbs, different appendages, depending on what work they need to do. Human beings, no matter what you're going to do, you want to be a sofer, a blacksmith, no matter, a carpenter, everyone's got the same hand. The chokhmah boyri.
Why does it just focus on a hand? Why not the same? There's feet, the stomach, everything.
Huh?
Why does he only focus on the hand?
Okay, we're not learning Shara Bechina now. You're right. Good question. But you see, that's not true. You see, some people like some things, other people like other things. You'll get some people that can't drink red wine, eh? But they love white wine. You get some guys that they don't like meat. They like this. They like that vegetable. You know, vegetable. You know, you see, people do have different tendencies and whatever. But you're right. The digestive system on the surface looks the same. In a chinam. Good point. Good point. Yo, I don't know. Why does he pick on the hand there? I can't remember what he was dealing with. Just in the context. In Shara Bechin, it doesn't go into everything. He allows you to do your own work as well. Otherwise, the book would be 5 million volumes.
Yeah, but it does sound like in context.
Look at the Chochma of the Bairia in the Bria. That's a lifetime. There's no end to that. So maybe it's just one of the examples he was bringing. I don't know. I'm not learning there now. I don't know. You're right. I just brought it as an example for what he's speaking about. Yeah, that you see that Hashem matims the tools for the panasa. That's what we're learning now. But you're right. You're right. That's another build on those. That's Gevaldik. Found another one. You see, different people have different diets and people that live in different countries. That's another one you just gave me now as well. Shkoyach. You see, people that live in different countries have to get used to different types of food stuff, and I'm sure their metabolisms are different. That's for sure. People that live near the sea, they live on lots of fish. People that live high in the mountains, they live on potatoes. You know, I don't know. You see, all over the world, people live on, you know, the vast majority of the world today lives on rice. The world, the two biggest nations in the world that are the vast majority of the world's population, the whole of Asia, India, China, live on rice. You know, you try and live on rice 3 times a day, or not even 3 times a day, twice a day, live on a bowl of rice. You go nuts. You know, you can't. So, and yet you see, yeah, so that's another example. You see Hashem matims each person to his climate, where he is, how he is, etc., etc. Okay. Today it's a little difficult because you can buy whatever you want in the store, you know. Today it's not like really Toluba where you live, you know. You can go into a store and you can buy watermelons in the middle of winter, and you can buy, you know, Guatemalan peaches, and you know, it's like the whole world's become a bit messed up in that sense. But in the normal world, that's how it looks. Each one gets what he wants. The kingfisher, the bird, gets a strong, long beak. The lion gets his claws. The crocodile gets whatever he needs. Animals that live off vegetables, herbivores as they're called, don't have sharp claws and long, big teeth. You notice that I need them. It was amazing when I was in the Kruger Park last year. So I noticed something I've never noticed. I've been to the Kruger many times. It's just like dawned on me. That's Shara Bechina. Is on the back of these hippos, they've got these big hippopotamus that live in these big pools, whatever. And they live quite comfortably with the crocodiles. They don't bug each other. The hippos and the crocodiles don't bug each other. And they're both very dangerous animals. Hippos are the most dangerous creatures around. But they're these white birds that live on the back. They spend a lot of time on the back of the hippos. Yeah, and I was trying to find out why. What are they doing there? So we know that they clean the hippos' backs, they cake out all the jukim or whatever that crawl around on their backs. But I worked out what was going on. They climb onto the hippo's back, and then the hippo swims out to the middle of the water, and then they fish from the hippo's back. These things have no way to get to the middle of the water. They're not like kingfishers that fly and can dive in. They've got these long like beaks, and they stand on the hippo's back and they dip around eating the stuff out of the water. And then they fly off and they fly back. They use the hippo's back as a landing space to eat from. And as a tovah to the hippo, they pay him back and they wash his back. They clean his back for him. It's unbelievable.
Sure, it's fascinating.
So there by Sunset Lake, just outside Lower Sabi. You go there, you sit there. You can just watch us. It's a marvel, though, right? Anyway, I'm just list for the boss, Jonathan, if you know what I mean.
Same. You're ready. You have this one, and please God, in the right time, you get another opportunity.
Yeah, no, Hashem Yazo. It's all good. Just going into the Shara Bechina, we start talking about animals and this and that. That's my best. Mamish, my best. Okay. Fun. How are we doing? You must just tell me when to stop because you started late. I don't know when you want to stop. Let's just for this little paragraph here. Maybe we can just finish this. Yeah. Everybody is masugal to a different type of profession, a different type of business. According according to his midas and his body, the way his strength, his weaknesses. If a person finds his nature and he's drawn, his chukka, he's drawn to a particular type of labor, work, the gufa matim alav, and his body is matim for that. He can handle the toil that comes with that particular job. So then go do that job. You're drawn to it, you enjoy it, you matim for it, so go for it. Make that your means to acquire your livelihood. The yasek bo baratzon, and do that baratzon willingly. If it's not being matzliach, don't think, oh yeah, but it changes. It's not the right panos, it's not the right mitzia. No, it's not the right ishtadlis. What are you talking about? It's the right ishtadlis. I had a Talmud once who was chose a particular panosa, particular emtsoi le panosa, and it went well for him. Then he started really struggling. Mamash, the guy was suffering from, Mamash had serious panosa problems. He's a very close Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. He came to me, I don't know what to tell him, Ani lo, that you need big shoulders for that. I told him, you're going to Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, ask him what he thinks. Rabbi Hillel told him, keep going, what's the problem? He first analyzed why he was doing that panosa. He checked out what was, why did you choose that particular miktso? He said, you're perfectly qualified for it. It's a good miktso. Keep going. Came back to him a month later, the same thing. It was mamash getting catastrophic. The banks, this, whatever. You know, maybe she looked for something else. He said, why? He took out the chavis of voice. He showed him, why? After a few months, it turned around again. Something, whatever, thing turns around. It happened, but you know, it's not changing. Now, that's not in every case. You have to know, you have to check in each situation. It could be that's what Hashem's telling you. Maybe Hashem's telling you, listen, I want you to change. You have to know. But Ikaron is telling you, yeah, you don't, if you've chosen the right panasa and that's what you're supposed to be doing, keep going. They'll be, you'll have good days, you'll have bad days, you'll have the kufas where you do, you don't. That's the way it is, but you don't have to change it. V'lo yimaspo, don't get anguished by it. Gam im lefamim ein lo mimena dai panasa. Even if you don't have enough panasa from that, don't be meals with it. Don't be disgusted by it. Ele yiftach be'elokim shim tso lo es panasa kol yimei chayov. There he says it. Now this has to be worked through. This needs time. This the means is the means to your panasa. Those were his words. Sibot. But if you're not getting panasa, don't worry, because Hashem's taking care of everything anyway. Zemufurish, he says it here. Ach yivtach belokim shi yisapig lo torpoi kol yemei chayov. Hashem will take care of all your panasa. This ishtadlis is not working right now. You're not making any panasa. Nishkafelech, keep going. Hashem will find you panasa. Don't worry. Won't come from here. It'll come from somewhere else. It doesn't matter. But this is the correct panasa for you to be in, the correct ishtadlis for you to be involved in. Okay, that's work that we have to understand. That's not sufficient. To understand the mivne there is this a means to an end or it's not a means to an end? If it's a means to an end, well then if the means isn't working, the end's not going to work. No, it's a means to an end, but there's no connection between the means and the end. So that's what he just said. So okay, Metz Hashem, next week we'll pick that up. I'm very grateful I was able to do this. This morning was dodgy, whether I would give share or not, but Baruch Hashem, I'm feeling better. And
what's wrong,
I thought I had corona. I was mamish sick. Eh? I was mamish not well at all from last Thursday already. I was like, I'm all finished.
Is it from the vaccine, man?
Oh, so that's what people are telling me. They're telling me that's a side effect from the vaccine. But if that's a side effect, I've probably had it worse than most because I've been 5 days. I've been down, out. You as well, Ellie? You're nodding your head.
No, I heard the rather say, but I never heard of anybody had problems with it.
No, I don't know anyone that's had 5 days of like.
No, gamut. I haven't heard of it either. The Rav should be well.
Oh man. No, I'm just so grateful that it wasn't corona. You know, Rabbi Fryam's not well at all. I spoke to him today. He's really
rough.
I know. You went to check if it was or wasn't?
I did a bidika, for sure. I was convinced I had it. She's John. It was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Today I was gomor. I could barely breathe. I'm still not breathing properly, but that's something I have this time of the year. Yeah. I suffer from asthma, but when you're having breathing problems in this corona in the world, so that's the
scary.
Concern.
So Baruch Hashem, I got my results back at like about 7:15. I just got my results back that I'm shlili. So I ran, I thought, oh wow, I've missed the seven 15 Ma'ariv, so I did 11 Ma'ariv 20 to 9.